And good morning to you. It's Monday, 6:05 on the KBND Morning News Clock. Welcome to the news. I'm Dave Jarvis. I'm sitting in for the Count, Frank Monacuesti, who has a week of well-deserved vacation this week. That means that in the newsroom, it's Lori Robb. Good morning, Lori.
And good morning, Dave. As Occupy Wall Street demonstrations continue this morning in New York, in Bend, the Central Oregon Peace Network held a rally near Wall and Greenwood late Friday afternoon. Bend PD Sergeant Todd Fletcher describes the event that involved an estimated 40 to 50 people.
I describe Friday's protest downtown as being peaceful and basically just a group of people expressing their ideas and opinions. From our perspective, they did so very effectively and responsibly.
Occupy Wall Street demonstrators are blaming big banks, Wall Street, and capitalism for our current problems. The Tea Party movement has a very different view, and a Bend financial advisor says a big change in Washington, D.C. in the 90s actually led to many of our current problems. Troy Reinhart says the housing bubble was created in part by repealing Glass-Steagall, an act passed in the Great Depression that stopped banks, insurance companies, and investment firms from dabbling in each other's business. But during the Clinton administration, a Republican-backed bill repealed the part of Glass-Steagall that was designed to control speculation.
That allowed this mix of insurance companies and banks and investment companies and led to a lot of the meltdown that we saw in 2008 or the run-up to the meltdown and allowed those things to happen. And I think, quite frankly, we didn't really need the Dodd-Frank bill. What we needed was Glass-Steagall put back in place. And those guys back in the Great Depression were a bunch of smart guys.
Glass-Steagall, also known as the Banking Act of 1933, also established the FDIC. The Oregon Forest Industries is meeting right now in Sun River. Forest industry spokesman Ray Wilkinson says they've been hit especially hard in this economy, and this is a good chance for people in Oregon to network and get ideas and support from others in the same business. Oregon Congressman Greg Walden is the keynote speaker and will deliver the address at noon at Sun River Resort. Your neighborhood could see some large and woolly visitors soon. 1110 KBND's John Erickson says bears are hunting for a snack.
With autumn here, black bears are on the move.
Bears are getting ready for a long winter in Oregon right now, and they're doing that by foraging for food wherever they can get it.
Rick Sward of the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife says garbage, pet food, compost piles, and livestock feed are all potential bear snacks and should be protected. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It was a challenging search and rescue mission over the weekend on Mount Jefferson. A 59-year-old Clackamas man fell Friday afternoon while hunting near Jefferson Lake. He injured his leg, and he wasn't able to walk out of the area characterized by steep and overgrown trails. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and SAR team summoned help from the Linn County Search and Rescue Team and the Deschutes County SAR Horse Team. They reached him around 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. They started the trek down the mountain, which lasted 7 hours. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Bend garbage customers will see different pickup days and times starting this week. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has details.
Bend Garbage is changing a lot of their routes to make them more efficient. The changes take effect today. Bend Garbage President Brad Bailey says it was something that had to be done.
Well, as we've had growth in the city over time in the county areas, we have rerouted piece by piece, a little piecemeal, you might say, on our routes, and it's the first time that we've ever rerouted our entire customer base for the most efficient collection. And that's, we consolidate our days so our trucks are all near each other during the same day and delivery. And so it should save fuel and time on collection.
Bend Garbage asks that you put out your bin by 6 a.m. on pickup days. The company notified customers of the changes in their last bill a couple weeks ago. If you don't know your new pickup day, you can call Bend Garbage to find out. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
And coming up next on your local news at 6:35, the risk of suicide for veterans returning from combat is disturbingly high. It's very high here in Oregon. Again, we will have a special report. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.